The Sour Lemon Score, a Parker novel, by Richard Stark, narrated by Stephen R. Thorne. Part 1. 1. Parker put the revolver away and looked out the windshield. The bank was half a block away along the sunny street. Andrews hadn't come out yet. Next to Parker, the driver, a man named George Uhl, rubbed his palms on the steering wheel and said, "What's taking him so long? Where is he?" It was a cool day, the temperature around 70, but there was sweat on his forehead. From the back seat, Benny Weiss leaned forward and put a hand on Uhl's shoulder, saying, "Take it easy, George. Phil knows what he's doing. He's a good man. He's got to be sure nobody sees him do it, that's all." Uhl nodded rapidly. "I'm just worried about the armored car," he said. "It'll be here and gone." "No, it won't, George. We've got a good 5 minutes. Relax, boy. Phil's a good man." Parker listened to them, gauging them from the conversation. If Uhl was going to fall apart, the whole operation was out the window. When Andrews came out of the bank, they'd just turn around and drive away. George Uhl was the only one Parker had never worked with before. A fairly young man of about 30, tall and very thin and with receding black hair. He was Weiss's man, brought in and guaranteed by Benny, and that was why he worked so hard now to soothe Uhl and keep him calm. Benny Weiss himself was always calm. A short man, stocky, his clothing generally as rumpled as if he'd just taken a cross-country bus trip, he'd been in this line of work 30 years now, and was as excitable as a tailor facing a ripped seam. Parker had worked with him a few times over the years, and Weiss had always been solid, dependable, sure. Still, Uhl was going to have to support his own weight.